we've heard some about the impact that the global anxiety is having on banks, corporations, and markets around the world, but we wanted to know how the U.S. financial turmoil is affecting small businesses. So we asked our correspondents to check in on some of them in Spain, Italy, Britain, and South Korea. We start in London with the world's Laura Lynch.
Hello. Morning.
Martin Callahan is surrounded by tomatoes, cabbage, strawberries, and customers. The greengrocer has a loyal clientele who stop by his shop just about every day.
I think everybody's slightly worried. They've started slowing down on their spending a little bit less, especially high-cost items. Whereas maybe a year ago they would have just, that looks nice, I'll have it. Now they're actually looking at the prices, do I need it, don't I need it? They're actually thinking about what they're buying more than they were maybe a year ago.
In that context, though, are you paying much attention, or are your customers saying they're paying much attention to what's happening in the U.S., or are you more focused on what's happening here?
Well, I think what happens in the U.S. directly affects what happens here. And because there's been a lot of talk in the press that we're in for a bad winter, we're in for a bad next 18 months, then I think it happens in the States first, but it's going to happen here sooner or later.
The arguments in Washington aren't helping to soothe nerves over here, nerves already jangled by a steady stream of bad financial news on these shores. Callahan has a message for lawmakers in the U.S. Capitol.
Get on and sort it out. That's it, I think. Just get on and sort it out, and you know, and let's get through this. Do what needs to be done now. You know, take the medicine now and ride it out for the next 12 months, 18 months, and hopefully we'll come out bigger and stronger at the end of it.
For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
In Barcelona, this is Jerry Haddon. At this tiny specialty store called Cooperanza, you can buy odd products and delicacies from around the world. There's crockery from Denmark, spices from South Africa, and lots of American food, stuff common in the States but a rarity here. That's Piluca. She runs the place. She shows off her American shelf, the Aunt Jemima pancake mix, the log cabin maple syrup, peanut butter, brownie mix, Paul Newman salad dressings. Piluca's read the morning paper. She knows about the Bush administration's bailout plan and the argument that without a bailout, the whole world is going to suffer. She says she's not so sure about that. She says, because these politicians lie so often, you don't know who to trust. But one thing is true. Here there is a psychosis of crisis, crisis, crisis. So what happens? People stop spending money. Piluca's store is, in a sense, a tiny global marketplace. She says she's taking things day by day. I haven't noticed any knock-on effect so far, she says. Business is moving along as usual, but who knows what will happen as Christmas nears. Christmas is when Piluca does most of her business, selling gourmet gift baskets to companies. She says if the companies are cutting costs, whereas before they'd buy 10 grand worth of baskets, now they might only buy half. If so, we'll just have to make cheaper baskets. Part of what keeps Piluca optimistic is that her products are from all over the world, and that might just reflect a coming trend in the global financial markets. This week, Germany's finance minister said markets would become multipolar now that American investment banks had failed. Such diversification could serve as a bulwark against future global calamities and colossal taxpayer bailouts. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
Macchiato, dico, caffè.
This is Nancy Greenlace at the Bar 2000 in Rome. Office workers and tourists crowd this cafe, where the buzz comes from more than caffeine. The U.S. financial crisis is the talk, says owner Tamara Quirini.
Well, I'm worried for the future of my kids, yeah, but Italian used to get worried, so the economy is not that good, so I'm worried anyway, so just gotta go, keep going.
Italy is already struggling with the third largest debt in the world, a high cost of living, and some of Europe's lowest wages. This crisis could compound its difficulties, especially in one of its biggest industries, tourism.
The Americans are not the Americans we remember. They're really careful in what they spend, how much they spend. They ask about everything, how much it costs anything, even a bottle of water.
Italy is built on small businesses like Quirini's, and owners have long griped that the country's conservative banking system stifles growth and innovation. But she says this time it may be Italy's salvation.
I actually quite happy for once. The Italy is very, very slow on economy and everything, because I think it will could have the less effect. Our banks are very old-fashioned.
She predicts the crisis will first hurt small businesses that sell the fashions that Italians crave but may not need. But everyone needs to eat, she says, and down those shots of espresso. I'm Nancy Greenlace in Rome.
In Seoul, this is Jason Strother. South Korea is bracing for the worst, but so far it hasn't seen significant damage to its export-driven economy. Still, small business owners like SY Sun could be affected by the credit crunch. His company, Adeco, exports clothes, kitchenware, and pharmaceuticals to the U.S. He says his 2008 orders were set well before the financial crisis. But next year, it's a different story.
Because of these problems, we can expect all the economy will be slowed down and consumption will be down. We can expect the business will be very difficult.
Sun says Korea has firmly merged into the global economy, and it's not as dependent on the American market as it was in the past. But if other regional powers, like China, start to go down, the economy here could be dealt a severe blow. Still, some Korean economists see an opportunity in Wall Street's troubles. Young-Soo Gil is president of the National Strategy Institute. He says Korean investors should capitalize on the situation, just as the U.S. did during the Asian financial crisis a decade ago.
We were in more or less the same situation at the time that American financial institutions are in today. They helped us to rehabilitate our economies, as well as they earn money out of the process. It was a win-win game.
Business owner S.Y. Sun says Americans will get through these tough times.
In Chinese character, we say two different words. One is the crisis, the other one is the opportunity. It's mixed. We say when there is a crisis, there is always opportunity.
For the world, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.